if both Tazria and Metzora were fundamentally concerned with issues of tuma, of impurity and tahara, and purity, that manifested themselves physically, so it might be said that Parshat Tazria, Parshat Achremot, is concerned with the issue of tuma in another sense, not specifically in a physical manifestation, but in a totally in a spiritual manifestation. In fact, the Shvi of Parshas Achremot ends with 9 psukim out of a total of 80 psukim, in which the word tomei appears 7 times, whereas in the rest of the parsha the word tomei appears 5 times. And it is the meaning of this, or the context of this, is that as a result of certain acts, a person has become imbued with something called impurity, tuma. There's no physical manifestation of it. And this ties in neatly with the opening a good part of Parshas Achremot in another sense, because Parshat Achremot is concerned in its beginning, in the first few aliyot, with the avodah, the service of the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim, the day of Kapara. Now the word Kapara, which is expressed most fully in the Torah's description of what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to effect, ki vayom hazeh, on this day, Yom Kippur, yichaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper upon you, letaher etchem, to make you pure, letaher etchem. The opposite of tahara is tuma. You are in a state of tuma, and through what you do on Yom Kippur, through the avodah, through the service of the Kohen Gadol, you will become tahor. So we have to understand this concept of kapara. Rabbi Soloveitchik in Al HaTshuva, in the last drasha in Al HaTshuva, talks about the difference between slicha, mechila, as a unit, mechila, which we translate as forgiveness, and kapara. And he says the difference is this. Slicha, mechila, has a certain juridical aspect to it. In other words, I'm owed by somebody. They did something. They damaged something. They owe me money. I lent them money. They owe me the money. I have a claim against them. Okay? I can choose to be mochel their legal debt to me. That's called mechila. It's also what we mean by kapara, the juridical. So when I do a sin, okay, there can be punishments, there can be juridical consequences of that in law, that one might choose to forgive. However, sin has another aspect to it. The sin, chait, is not only mechayev, not only obligates me, and when we're talking about obligation, it's something that can be forgiven by the other party, but because there's an obligation too, but sin is also mitamei, it defiles me. And that nobody can have an effect on. How can somebody forgive the defilement of character that I brought on myself by failing to live up to an obligation or by committing a wrong to another in some particular way? So the chait is mitamei and the chait is mechayev, and the chiyuv can be forgiven by God, but what about what it does to me? So Yom Kippur is a notion, the notion that we can become tahar on Yom Kippur. And the tahara of Yom Kippur is dependent upon a internal change in the person. This internal change, of course, is what the Rambam talks about when he's talking about the whole concept of mikvah, the end of Hilchot Mikvaot, at this very end of the book of Tara, the book of purity in the Rambam. And he says, don't think that going to a mikvah, that Tumah and Tara is some kind of physical issue. We go into the mikvah, but it's not that the mikvah wipes the dirt off of us. Going into the mikvah is a meaning. I have to totally immerse myself. And that immersion is going to be an experience of transformation of self. So the Rambam says that in his discussion, he's talking about a person who immerses himself in the waters of the knowledge of God, mehadat, right? That he resolves to become tahar through that. So he'll become tahar. He'll become pure. So that is the meaning of Yom Kippur. The pasuk says in Achrei Mos, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letahar eschem, right? Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. From all your sins, you will become purified. You will come back to your prior state of innocence, if you will, of purity. This is why Rabbi Akiva is quoted at the very last Mishnah in Masechet Yuma, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, Am Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitarim umi mitareschem, from before whom do you become pure? And who purifies you? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. He quotes the pasuk, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem is the mikveh, which means the hope, the yearning, the source of purification of the people of Israel. So when we talk about certain sins, at the end of this parsha, the last nine psukim comprising Shvi of Parshas Achrei Mos, they are described as those sins that are really mitamei. Not only will it be mitamei us, it will be mitamei, it will defile the land in which we're going into. Such the land, Eretz Yisrael, can't stomach us. It'll spit us out completely. And that is the meaning of what we daven. V'taher libeinu li'avdecha bi'emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant us tahara, grant us purification so that we can serve you in truth. In truth means not having defiled ourselves in the tumah of various things that we do that are not set simply outside ourselves, but that transform ourselves towards a character deficit. The Ramban echoes this on the pasuk in Sefer Devarim. Umol Hashem Elokecha Slavavcha V'yes Lavav Zarecha. The Ramban says this is what the Mila, the circumcision of the heart, is represented by what Chazal mean, that Habol Taher Misayino. So a person who comes truly wants to be Tahar, then he'll be helped. He'll be aided in that. The Kadosh Baruch comes to his aid, but it has to be in truth. And so, while things happen that represent, that are symbolic of some inner character flaw, in Tazria, in Metzora, Motzi Ra, Motzi Shemra. Here, it's what I've actually done. There is no outward demonstration, but I have internally really become defiled. And that is the tumah that I brought upon myself. It's not a biological reality tumah, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Mikvos. And about this, we need slicha, we need kapara. And that is represented by Yom Kippur, which is the very beginning of this parsha. So the goal of man in life is to become tahar, to stay tahar. And if he's become tamei, to somehow regain through tshuva that tahara again. But there is another term, right? And that other term is lekadesh, to become kodesh. Kedusha uvatahara. What is the difference between kedusha and tahara? The next parsha is kedoshim. So, in dealing with the next parsha in kedoshim, the shvi of kedoshim, we'll talk about the specific dimension that is meant by kedusha.